Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So thanks so much for staying with us. You may have seen that the Minerals, Resources and Police Ministries today briefed Parliament on Stilfontein. That conversation, as you know, we've been having for a long time. We were watching what was happening at Stilfontein. And so it was their time to brief Parliament. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Petroleum Resources, Mikateko Mahlaule, is on the line with me this evening. Thank you so much for your time, and good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, Pumelo, and good evening to your listeners.
It was an incredible briefing. I was intrigued by, you know, the robustness of that conversation. A lot came out of this, and one of the things that came out for me was the importance of managing the porousness of our borders. Do you think it's time to have more engagements with other stakeholders that affect perhaps what happened here at Stilfontein, like the Home Affairs Department?
Absolutely, Pumelo. I took initiative as the chair of Minerals and Petroleum to invite the police portfolio committee and the department to brief us on what they were doing in Stilfontein. But my aim is to go as far as inviting not only Home Affairs, but also defense, because there were soldiers in those operations.
Yes.
Justice, because people get arrested today, tomorrow they're out. We want to understand what is happening there. Health, because most of the people who died, who could not be identified, some are identified. We're dealing with the health practitioners to identify who they are and all of that. So we want a all-pronged conversation with all these departments, but we will pay a particular focus when it comes to Home Affairs, because as you would have heard in the conversation, that amongst all the illegal miners, only 1% were South Africans. That gives us a clue on what is happening, and it's clearly something wrong with porous borders that we must control, and we will have a conversation with them.
The Operation Valamkoti, as the Minister of Minerals and Petroleum Resources highlighted, this has been what he calls a successful operation, but it ends in May 2025. What's the sustainable plan then going forward?
We're very excited with what they have announced today, that one, they are going to request that they get an extension, but it's an extension with an intention to immediately create a unit that will deal with illicit mining activities in the country, solely for that. So we're very excited that it's not the end of this operation. It can be given another name under different unit, but we're very happy that it will be a unit that the police department makes permanent moving forward.
What came out for me in this briefing, which I think many of us have been asking about, were the owners of this mine. So this is not an abandoned mine. It has owners. They are 70% shareholders of the mine. They are now have been tracked down to China. What are the plans in holding them accountable? I know that we've spoken about the money that they must pay for the rescue operation. But broadly, what else happens with these owners?
So beyond them reimbursing the state of the 3.5 million that the state used to rescue illegal miners, these Chinese have been asked to present a rehabilitation plan of that shaft 10 and 11. And they have already submitted, and the police will hand over the site to them, because part of the plan that they must come with is that when the police withdraws, who is going to man the sites so that illegal miners don't go back, and that must happen immediately, so that at the era where they are rehabilitating, up until they finish, that process is done. So they have committed that if South Africa does its processes to hand over in a month's time, they would have rehabilitated the whole tenant and leaven. But we were pushing, and we are still going to push, Pimelo, that the 35 plus million that the police have spent in that operation only, as much as it's not coming from the fiscus, because we must explain this, it's not coming from the fiscus, it's money that police recover from illicit and criminal activities and use it to fight crimes. As much as that money comes from that pocket, there must be accountability that the state took money, whether it comes from the fiscus or not, but they took money that they could have otherwise used to fight other illicit activities. We want to see that conversation starting to say, what is it that's going to happen? Because the state used money on their behalf, and it shouldn't, because it's their responsibility.
There was some sort of what I would say positive reaction from the Minister of Mineral Resources that he's keen to have a conversation around small-scale entrepreneurs, others calling them artisanal miners. That conversation has been coming. It comes and then it stops. It comes and then it stops. Do we have any real clear indications of when that will be seriously taken into consideration?
Yes, it is promising, Pimelo, because that conversation has now been drawn in the review of the MPRDA that will come to Parliament very soon. It's going to Cabinet. Once it passes Cabinet, it will come to us. And amongst other things that we are reviewing there is how we deal with small-scale and artisanal miners. But the conversation gets marred every time by people who do not want our characterization and our definition of illegal miners. They are forcing us to characterize illegal miners as small-scale and artisanal miners. Let me give you an example. There is an argument by others that Stilfontein should be given to people to mine, and those that were mining there, we call them illegal mining because we want police to brutalize them. No, if you have around 1,700 people who were mining illegally, and 26, only 26 are South Africans, obviously others don't qualify to be artisanal and small-scale miners, even if we were to bring them to the fore and say, this is what we want to do to regulate you. So it gets mad in that discussion, and we want those who are willing to mine lawfully within the regulations of the law to come forward so that we give them sites. They apply for sites where there are still proceeds that big mines have left to mine. And the reason why we do this, Pimelo, is that many people who are mining formally, there are people who wake up in the morning and go to work as miners. They die because during the night, as Zamazama was entering where they work every day and tampers with the pillars. And then when they go, the rock falls, people die and all of that. We don't want that. That's why we want to regulate them. The underground tunnels must be regulated. People must be safe. We must see to it that everyone adheres to the laws that would have been provided to them to follow.
Well, thank you very much for giving us your time and for giving us some feedback on that briefing today. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Petroleum Resources, Nikateko Mahlaule. Thank you so much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.